just like to remind you, you can hear this Voice of Prophecy religious program twice again tomorrow on this station, in the morning from 7:30 until 8 o'clock, and once again tomorrow evening from 6:30 until 7. You are, of course, listening to the programs of Radio City, coming to you from the Tower of Power on 299 meters on the medium wave band. And city time is now exactly 7 o'clock.
Radio City News, as it happens, every hour.
And with the final Radio City newscast of the day, it's Tom Edwards. Westminster and the Commons, the Defence Minister, Mr. Healey, has made a personal statement about his weekend speech, in which he was quoted as describing President de Gaulle as a bad ally and partner. He explained that in his speech he was talking about loyalty and alliances, and had mentioned French policy in NATO. He regretted using words which, on reflection, he shouldn't have used. He had not intended any personal discourtesy. Chelmsford, where the inquest on Reginald Calvert, head of Radio City, has been adjourned for 3 months. Police say a man has been charged with murder. Wimbledon, where there's been a major upset. The unseeded Owen Davidson has beaten champion and number one seed Roy Emerson in the men's singles quarter-finals. Emerson went down 1-6, 6-3, 6-4, 6-4. He took a heavy fall earlier in the second set and has been taken to hospital for a shoulder x-ray. West London, a Hong Kong student was one of the 3 men who died in a fire which swept through a Paddington house this morning. He jumped from a second-story window to avoid the flames but died on the way to hospital. Vietnam. A large underground oil dump in North Vietnam has been destroyed by American bombers. Flames and smoke could be seen 150 miles away. Now, after the news, the final from the Radio City Weather Watch. The cloudy and raining conditions are with us until early this evening, but clearer weather moving in from the west will mean a dry night. By dawn tomorrow, the rain should have cleared from most areas, winds will continue strong, and will be gale force on some southeastern coasts. Well, that's your news and weather together from Radio City. At the time, just coming up to 7:02, the next newscast will be at 6 o'clock tomorrow morning. Ladies and gentlemen, that almost concludes transmissions on Radio City for the day today, the 27th of June. I hope you've enjoyed our programs as much as we have presenting them to you, and hope you'll make a point of joining us once again tomorrow morning. We resume transmissions, of course, at the usual time at 6 o'clock tomorrow morning with The Early Bird Show. Radio City broadcasts each and every day of the week from the Tower of Power on 299 meters on the medium wave band. And so all that really remains for me to say is on behalf of everybody here at the station, Radio City, this is Tom Edwards signing off from our studios and wishing you all a very good night. Good night, everyone. Just like to remind you yet once again, ladies and gentlemen, Radio City is now closing down its transmissions for the day today. If you'd like that final time check from me, it's just coming up to 7:07. 7:07. From me then, Tom Edwards, once again, it's a very good night. Good night, everyone.